Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to my channel. This is about Andy Burnham, the coming man. So he's the man of the moment. Mr. Burnham going to become Prime Minister today, around about lunchtime. So Sir Keir Starmer is still First Lord of the Treasury. Incidentally, that brass plate on number 10 Downing Street, that's what it actually says. First Lord of the Treasury. That was the title. It was almost synonymous with the Prime Minister. Just occasionally, well, once in the late 19th century, I can't think who it was, one person was PM, somebody was First Lord of the Treasury. Prime Minister wasn't recognised on the table of precedence until about 1910. It was just an informal title. And indeed, the PM in recent decades has always been Minister for the Civil Service as well. So Sir Keir will go to Buckingham Palace to offer his resignation to His Gracious Majesty, and his final official Prime Ministerial advice to His Britannic Majesty will be to send for Andy Burnham and ask him to form a government, because Andy Burnham has been leader of the Labour Party since Thursday last week. So that was the 16th, 4 days to prepare himself at his last weekend, not as Prime Minister. You might think, well, let's kind of enjoy myself because it'd be quite stressful for a while, go away somewhere. No. There is serious work to do. You need to do a lot of preparatory work. There had been talk of delaying the handover to September for the Labour conference, but as Andy won unopposed, you'll say, get on with it, okay? We need to be businesslike. We can't have an interregnum, as it were. Then the country's going nowhere. You'd be heavily criticised for being self-indulgent and so on. All right. So it's been widely trailed what he's going to say in his first oration, in his first Prime Ministerial address. Mr. Burnham will say there's going to be more breathing room, as in financial breathing room. He's going to talk about stability and responsibility. These will be his buzzwords. I remember the last Prime Minister who banged on about stability, that was Theresa May, which didn't end too well for her. So Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the Conservative Unionist Party, has said that she wants the new Prime Minister to be successful. Well, wanting to be unsuccessful would obviously want the UK to fail. Obviously, she doesn't want him to succeed, because that would be very bad news for her party. She's the leader of the opposition. She is his understudy. She's hoping for him to fail so she can become Prime Minister herself. And I was starting to think the Conservative Party is rather warming to her. If she loses in 2028, very likely, but not too badly, would they keep her on? Certainly, the Conservative Party is not done to a losing leader since 1966, Edward Heath. Or was it February 1974? He was a party leader in 66, I think. So that's it. So policies, he might cut some income taxes. There might be a wealth tax. People talk about a land tax. That one is not announced. That's just speculation. Would he get rid of stamp duty? Things like that. Thing about council tax is, you know, if you've got, you know, a £200,000 house, you'll be paying like £1,500 a year. If you've got a £10 million house, you'll be paying like £5,000 a year. So it goes up, but not hugely, and things like that. All right. The £2 cap on bus fares are very popular in Manchester for keeping that down. That'll be good for sort of low income people, especially those who have to work. Offer the best pay jobs. You can work from home as an accountant or a solicitor, or whatever, stockbroker, some bankers, they can do a lot of their work from home, so they don't need to commute. It's these physical jobs, the blue-collar jobs, that people actually have to commute, and that's a big chunk of change for them. Okay, so what is Burnham's plan? Leak that he's going to authorise new gas fields and whatever, and oil fields in the North Sea, which Ed Miliband was against. Now, so Andy Burnham, he's the first Cambridge graduate to be Prime Minister since 1937, since Stanley Baldwin. Is he the first former mayor of a city, because he was mayor of Greater Manchester for about 10 years to become that? He's the first person married to a Dutch woman. Let me see. And I can't think in other ways he's a first. He's the first Scouser. I mean, unless you count the Earl of Liverpool, was the second Earl. Robert Banks Jenkinson was PM, 1812 to 1827. And I can't think what else is new about Burnham becoming Prime Minister. So is he good news? Is he bad news? I'm not sure. First Prime Minister to be a former special advisor. Of course, special advisors only invented in the 1980s under Margaret Thatcher. Is there anything else unusual about a Catholic Prime Minister? Is he the first Catholic Prime Minister? I'm feeling he is. And there's always this myth around that Catholics were not permitted to be Prime Minister. That's not true. Obviously, Catholics who weren't allowed to hold all sorts of offices because there were oaths that were designed to be unacceptable to Catholics, accepting the British monarch as the head of the church. And obviously a Roman Catholic would say only the Pope is head of the church, because the Church of England and so on is not a proper church. So Mr. Burnham going to take over at the age of 55. And he said that his elderly father is in a nursing home and suffering from Alzheimer's, so is unaware of what's happening. So for a very brief period of time, there will be no prime minister after Starmer resigns and before Burnham is appointed. Let's hope Russia doesn't launch a nuclear attack at that time. So the UK's 59th prime minister, only Labour's 8th prime minister, and so on. Goodness, what will he do? They're one of the first things you do is the cabinet secretary tells you how to launch a nuclear missile. But Tony Blair said the face sort of turned white when that happened, with the terrifying responsibility of like incinerating millions of people and so on. We'll see. I'm not sure what else he's going to do. Having to rearrange his cabinet, so very likely Rachel Reeves is going to go. Nobody's got a good word to say about it. He offered some sort of cabinet position. People talk about Andy Burnham being brought back as something or other, possibly defense secretary, and Andrew Rayner's health secretary. You might say, but you know, wouldn't you have one of the great officers of state? She's such an ignoramus, she can't be chancellor or home secretary. I mean, foreign secretary, what an international disgrace that would be. Health is obviously crucial. Labour says we're the party that founded the NHS. The list has got longer. So anyway, Burnham, I don't expect anything good for him, really. He's a thoroughly evil person. He has always used his power against the most vulnerable, against defenseless members of our society. He's a very cruel, very bloodthirsty person, and he's already been a mass murderer. So all his life, he's never raised his voice. He's never used his power to defend those who can't defend themselves. He's never shown mercy. He was health secretary, directly responsible for the murder of millions of children. He could have at least spoken out about this. I'm not sure if he had any control over deadly poisons or over murder weapons or something like that, but he's been very happy to preside over the murders of so many children. So he's a very cruel, barbaric, monstrous man. He's an absolute ogre, like every Labour cabinet minister. And not being partisan, that's true of Conservative ministers, of the Liberal Democrat ministers, Scottish National Party ministers, Plaid Cymru, all the Northern Ireland parties, well, maybe not the DUP so much. So he's evil, but you know, that's what gets you ahead in politics. He is dishonest. He said almost nothing about the genocide in Gaza. He's been a member of the Labour Friends of Israel. He supported apartheid policies. He has been aware of endless atrocities against unarmed Palestinian people, and he's never criticized that. But if you say something that's not woke, that's it. He'll jump down your throat. You'll be canceled, be cast into the outer darkness. So he is an arriviste, he's kind of ruthless, shameless, totally merciless. He's got no moral backbone. He's got no common decency. He's really got no humanity to him. And that's what gets you ahead in politics. So he'll be there. The polls are good. What do you call an early election? I give him about a 20% chance of calling an election this year. It depends if Labour's got a continuing lead, if the Reform UK party's in disarray. Otherwise, might carry on to 2028, 2029. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Goodbye.